said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliff, O, and Gabby.
There's a mansion for sale at the moment in Annandale.
See, that's the bit that surprises me, because when you hear mansion for sale in Townsville, you assume it's on Yarrawonga Drive.
Yeah, you do.
Well, there's no other mansions.
Well, I'll be honest,
right?
I actually went, mansion? We have mansions?
What?
Like, we have buildings that constitute a mansion. But this one does. It's 3 Fairlight Crescent, if you want to do a drive-by. I'm big on the drive-bys.
I will for this one, because this looks bloody good.
If you're in Annandale, 3 Fairlight Crescent, yes. It's on the market for $2.4
million. Oh, I can afford it. It's pocket change.
I take 2, please. chump change. Let's talk about what $2.4 million will get you in Annandale, Gabs. It'll get you a house that has a lift inside.
What kind of house in Townsville needs a lift? It can't be that big.
Got a lift. It's got waterfalls throughout the house.
Hold on, how many stories is it? Because what warrants a lift?
3 or 4, I guess. Got water views, 6 bedrooms. Each bedroom has a view of the water, which is nice. And how's this? This is what gets me. The whole top level of the house is the master suite.
It's like a penthouse just for
yourself. It's like that. So the master bedroom is the entire top level. So it'll be this huge bedroom, massive wardrobe, I'd imagine. Place for your shoes, Gabs. Like, amazing ensuite. I don't know. I picture it all being open plan.
Are they having an open house for this day?
I don't know. But, oh, God, could you imagine that? It'd be like the block.
It would be lined
no
up
one's,
for days.
No one can afford
no
it.
No one's buying it, but they
but
all want
to have a
squeeze.
But everyone wants to have a
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1. Oh, my, oh,
my, oh, my God. Proving you haven't got to be pretty. To be beautiful.
Get ugly.
This is Cliffo and Gabby's Search for Townsville's Ugliest Pet on Hit 103.1.
We are up to finalist number 3 that will be walking in our ugly pet pageant happening tomorrow afternoon at 6 o'clock at Fairfield Central. And finalist number 3 is a controversial one, because we had a conversation about whether pugs were cute or ugly, and we kind of didn't come to any kind of agreement. But Pete the Pug has been entered, and his owner, Stacey, joins us right now. Stacey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good. Explain Pete to us, because he's a pug, so most of us know what a pug looks like. But to you, what makes him slightly ugly?
So Pete is a little bit smaller than a normal pug. He's about 18 months old, and he's probably the size of like a 6-month old.
Oh, wow. He's a runt.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. And his eyes point in completely different directions.
You can see it in the photo. One of his eyes is definitely not looking at me. Does he have any sight issues, or it's just a looks thing?
No, it's just a look thing. He actually got, my cat actually hit his eye a few months ago because it like sticks out so much. So have a few little operations on it, but he's all good now.
Well, the poor little guy, because he is just so adorable but so ugly at the same time.
Like, yeah.
I just want to give him a squeeze. He's so cute.
And we have to mention
it
too.
It's a face only a mother can love.
Yes,
really.
It is a face only a mother can love. And we have to mention it. I know it was an unpopular opinion when we talked about whether or not pugs are ugly, but the fact is they have a flat face.
So and googly eyes.
And when you have a flat face and googly eyes that poke out in opposite directions, there's no symmetry there.
Yeah, so, exactly. Like, you're just straight up ugly.
Pugs are ugly, but they're still so lovable.
Lovable, yeah.
He has a good personality, and that's all that matters.
That's it. That is all that matters.
But not when it comes to the judging, because we are wholly and solely judging on looks alone. So Pete well and truly qualifies as a finalist. Can't wait to see you. Tomorrow, the judge is going to be there. We're going to have a little makeshift catwalk set up. So, yeah, can't wait to meet you, Stacey and Pete, at the Ugly Pet Pageant tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. at Fairfield Central. We'll see you there, mate.
Thank you.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
YouTube regret is a thing. It's when you watch a YouTube video and regret it straight away afterwards. And I am suffering with severe YouTube regret at the moment. I went and had my eyes checked the other day at the optometrist, and I've always known I have this growth on my eye. It's called a pterygium, and it's just this weird little like extra layer of skin that's grown right near the colour. And if it grows over your eye, it can affect your vision and you've got to get it removed. And when I got my eyes checked the other day, the optometrist was like, oh, yeah, you should look at maybe getting that removed in future because mine is risen, and when I get tired, it gets really angry.
Yeah, it sounds to me it's like the eye version of wisdom teeth. Like, some people might get it. It might never affect you, but there's a chance that it could. So getting it removed might be a good idea.
Yeah, it's more like a skin tag. You know, like those little flaps of skin that you get. And they're not going to cause any damage, but they're annoying as hell. And so it's good to get them removed. And mine's not affecting my vision, but it can get a bit angry and annoyed and get red. And it's very unattractive. So he was like, yeah, if you want to look better, get it removed. So I went onto YouTube.
Oh, God.
And I looked up a video of how they remove a pterygium.
Okay, look. Before you searched that in the YouTube search bar,
I knew it was wrong.
You would have had doubts. You would have gone, it's probably not going to be what I want to see.
This is not going to end well for me. And I watched it anyway. And the way they removed it was really quite brutal because they had to, like, clamp the eye open and then take off this growth. And then for some reason, and I've been told since this is not how they do it in 2019, but they had to get a skin graft from the top of the eyeball underneath the eyelid and replace the part they've taken with that so it doesn't grow back. And I was watching this eye operation, which is the worst part of the body to watch being operated on. And I was just like, nope. Yeah. I'm happy with my ugly little red spot on my eyeball.
Like, forget about even the digging in with a scalpel or whatever into your eyelid. Forget about all that. Just the image itself of an eye clamped open is enough to induce like a nightmare.
And I'm wondering, like, if you have to be awake for it too because it's on the eye and then you can see them, like, cutting into your eyeball. I don't know.
Gabby, not a medical thing or whatever, but I totally relate to this YouTube regret thing.
Yeah.
Because like 2 years ago, I skydived to the Strand, which to this day, no regrets there. Probably one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Beautiful views from it, sure.
It's one of the best spots in Australia to skydive. It's amazing. Like, if it's your bag, do it. But quite stupidly, the night before, I started YouTubing skydiving videos. And I waited to the night before, like,
that's
I'd never done it.
So silly.
But I think I was getting excited. And not only was I YouTubing them, but I then, like, Chromecast it to the TV.
So it was even bigger.
Yeah, my wife was watching them. And, of course, when you watch skydive videos, the recommendations come up, skydive
fails,
incidents and stuff.
Oh, of course. It's always the ones that go wrong. It's never the ones that go right.
Well, they're the most viewed on YouTube. So that, to me, was the biggest case of YouTube regret of my life.
Oh, I bet. Well, 13, 12, 16, let's throw it out there. Have you ever had YouTube regret? You've looked up a video, could be medical, could be something else, and straight away after, you've completely regretted it because it's really turned you off what you need to do in your life.
You know, another one could be travel. Like, you're excited about your trip to Italy and then, you know, Rome travel disasters pops up.
Or shark attacks
and
or
you
something.
Yes, exactly. You're going diving. Then the shark videos pop up.
YouTube regret. When has it happened?
What's your YouTube regret, Jess?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my husband. But he wouldn't come to any of the birthing classes while I was pregnant. So I made him promise that he would watch at least a couple of YouTube videos so he knew, like, what he was getting in for.
Oh, no.
Honestly, I think I made the wrong choice because I put on a water birth one first and that was it. He was done. Like, I got maybe 20 seconds into it and, yeah, he had absolute YouTube regret.
Did he refuse to be there for the birth after that?
No, luckily he definitely still came in, which was good. But, yeah, he was a little bit hesitant on the whole, are you having a water birth kind of thing?
Why is there water involved? The best way I've ever heard it described from, like, a man's point of view in watching your wife give childbirth, they say it's like watching your favourite pub burn down. It's true, and I can't agree more.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
The world's newest viral sensation is a 16-year-old girl named Greta Thunberg, and she was absolutely everywhere over all the social channels yesterday after she addressed the United Nations Climate Change Summit.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of her pretty powerful speech on climate change and that something needs to be done about it. Have a listen.
For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
She was an amazing talker.
She's incredible. For a 16-year-old to address the people that were in that room, which is all the leaders of the world, is incredible. And, you know, she practices what she preaches as well, because she got a boat to the summit from Switzerland because she didn't want to go in a fuel-guzzling aeroplane.
She's a pretty incredible kind of person. Yeah. Just the way she spoke with confidence and the words she used and the facts she knew. Like, it was
very powerful.
Very powerful. And I don't really want to go down the whole global warming path now, because that's a debate that can just go on and on and on, you know, forever. But there was something that I saw yesterday that I do want to talk about quickly, because it's just something I can't stand for, and I don't think anyone should be doing it. And that is the dismissal of young people's opinions simply because they are young people.
Yes.
And it can happen so much. Mm. Now, if you want to argue with someone, if you disagree with someone on the basis of facts, absolutely go for it.
Have a debate.
But don't say you're wrong because you're 16 years old. Mm. And that was the overwhelming sentiment for people who didn't agree with Greta and her message yesterday. I saw so many posts and so many comments along the lines of, like, what would you know? You're just a kid. You're just 16 years old. She's been brainwashed. Who has brainwashed this child? One local North Queensland politician even put a photo up of her with, like, a big red cross across her mouth.
Well, that's debating the facts, isn't it?
Like, don't talk. Ugh. And like I say, like, you can't not agree with someone's argument because they're young and they might just be smarter than you.
Yeah, like, you're offended.
Young people are allowed to be smarter than older people from time to time. And like I say, I'm not, you know, really pushing her message one way or the other, but what I am saying is if you're going to dismiss it on facts.
Yeah.
Don't dismiss it because she's a young person.
And especially on a topic like this, because she's talking about her future. Like, this is her future that she's worried about. So a lot of young people do have opinions on this because they're thinking about when they're 70, 80 years old, what the world is going to look like. And so of course they're going to educate themselves, and she's got the facts. So if you've got facts that, you know, might disregard some of hers, cool. But just because she's
by
young,
all means, throw them out there.
Yeah.
Debate. Have that argument.
Who reckons they're educating herself, though?
And it's a common theme, Gab. It's coming up so much, like with these, you know, climate change rallies and stuff like that, because a lot of, you know, young people are attending.
Yeah.
All I'm hearing is that they shouldn't be there. They should be in school. They're young people. They don't get an opinion. Guess what they do? And if it's different from yours, that's a good thing. But just come back at it with a little bit of information rather than just, you don't know what you're talking about because you're not 18 years old yet, because that's crap.
Yeah.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby. Now. On Hit 103.1. Oh my, oh my,
oh my God. Proving you haven't got to be pretty to be beautiful.
Get ugly.
This is Cliffo and Gabby's Search for Townsville's Ugliest Pet on Hit 103.1.
We are up to finalist number 4. This is our second last finalist that will be walking in our ugly pet pageant tomorrow evening, 6 p.m, Fairfield Central. And this one's a little bit different, Cliffo, because we did open this up to all pets, which means Justin Bieber, the naked neck chicken, was entered. And we have Justin's owner, Kerry, with us right now. Kerry, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Gabby?
Good.
We're good.
We're both great. I'm so excited to have our first feathered ugly pet. So tell us a bit about Justin Bieber, because he is a fugly-looking chook. Yeah, it's actually a hen.
It is actually, yeah, Justin's a girl.
It's a bit confusing with the name Justin Bieber, but tell us a bit about your hen.
So Justin was given to us about 6 months ago by a lady that was leaving town. So she gave us a few of her chickens, and one of them was Justin. We named Justin, so when she arrived, we couldn't help it. We just looked at her, and she's a naked neck chicken, so there's no feathers on her neck, but she had this beautiful comb over on the top of her head, and we went, that is Justin Bieber lookalike for sure.
So the comb over is the crest, right? It's not some feathers that are just happening
no,
to be
feathers.
Growing.
That's some feathers on the top of the head.
Wow. Covering a couple of bald spots.
I love it. Tell us,
because I haven't heard of naked neck chickens. They look very strange. They, like you say, they literally have no feathers on their necks at all, which really increases the ugliness.
Absolutely.
Very ugly. So this is not a chicken you chose. It's a chicken that chose you.
That's right.
But you love her nonetheless?
Oh, she's beautiful. She's very nice. She's really friendly. The other chickens seem to pick on her a little bit because she's little, and, yeah, she's a little bit different to the others because it's the only naked neck one that we have.
Right.
But, yeah, so we look after her. She's special.
Imagine if she could go back to the chicken pen and be like, whatever, guys, look at my medal. Like,
yeah, exactly.
She would get respect.
Yeah, what have you won?
Yeah.
I'm Townsville's ugliest pet.
We did want to know
this, Kerry. Loser, roosters and hens.
Kerry, how are you going to walk Justin Bieber on the Ugly Pet Pageant catwalk because she's a chicken.
Yeah, she's a chicken, I know. We were thinking about that. So we might just bring her in the box to start with, but we're going to practice this afternoon walking her on a lead and see how we go.
Oh my God, this is going to be so good.
You know, it's funny because where we're doing this, we're doing it out the front of Fairfield Eats at Fairfield Central.
Yeah.
Some people are just going to be driving past because they're right on the road there. And they'll be like, that mad woman is walking a hen on a lead.
All right, well, we're going to make sure the cats are restrained and dogs as well. And Justin Bieber will be in safe hands. But she will be joining us for the Ugly Pet Pageant.
Excellent. Can't wait to see you.
Great to meet you, Kerry. And can't wait to meet the beautiful Justin Bieber at the Ugly Pet Pageant tomorrow. Thanks for your time.
Okay, fine.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Gab's got to love a good fan theory. Mm. I love it so much when people are such fans of a particular, I don't know, it might be a TV show or a movie or a comic book or whatever, that they come up with their own theories about the storyline.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And a theory has come out, it's a fan theory, that Pennywise the clown from It, the movies, whatever, and Mary Poppins are the same species from the same kind of place. And it kind of checks out.
Oh, my goodness.
Now. Pennywise. So evil.
I can't imagine anyone being related to him.
I'm going to list some similarities.
Similarities, yes.
Between Pennywise the clown and Mary Poppins. Okay. And I want to gauge if you think this theory checks out.
Okay.
Number one, each returns every 20 so years. So Pennywise comes back every 27 years. Mary Poppins, 25 years. When they return, they regenerate energy around a group of children. So in the case of Mary Poppins, it's the Banks children. With the case of Pennywise the clown, it's the friends from school. They also have a tendency to return to the kids who are now adults. So do you know what I mean? They'll visit the kids when they're kids and they go back and see them again when they're adults.
Keep going. I'm not completely convinced.
Okay. Now it gets good.
Okay.
They both lure away children named Georgie.
Okay. That's a bit weird.
Okay. That's good.
That is very weird. Yes.
In particular, they lure Georgie away with paper toys. Toys made out of paper. So Mary Poppins and her kites.
Oh.
Pennywise and his
little boats.
Paper boats.
Oh.
They both like, this one's a little bit of a stretch, but they both like to sing and dance. So obviously Mary Poppins does a lot of that. And there's scenes.
Yeah.
Particularly in, I haven't seen the second It movie.
No, mainly in the first one where he does a little jig.
A lot.
He doesn't sing, but he definitely jigs.
But, and this to me, and finally at the end of Mary Poppins Returns, all the characters go floating off on balloons. And of course, Pennywise the clown loves to float away on balloons. You were supposed to say that part.
Sorry. I thought you were pausing for a minute.
No, no. The medicine go down. But next time, you sit the kids down.
Wow.
For an afternoon viewing of Mary Poppins. Just remember, she may be in cohorts with probably the scariest clown that's ever been created.
May as well show them It then.
Sit them down for a good old family screening
just
of Stephen King's It.
Sleep.